We on? What's good, everyone? My name is Brandon Fannin. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas. Well, raised Lawrence, Kansas. Topeka, Ray. I'm here in Topeka, Kansas, man, right now. I'm here. Physically here, mentally here. You know, I have a home here. You know, I have children. You know, but we'll get into all that. But, man, I'm going to just jump right into it, man. For real, for real. I was just on the phone with a recent instructor of mine because I'm going to barber school, and man, he brought up something, just a small little detail as we were talking, and I told him that, you know, the reason I had to stop going to barber school for a little bit is because, you know, I had to get a job. He was like, you know what? When you want to do something you love, make that your job. You know, it was something on the lines of that, but, you know, I caught it. I caught that real quick. And I was like, damn. I was like, you know, I was analyzing in my head, but I was still listening to him talk because, you know, he's a good instructor. You know, shout out to Instructor Will at Midwest Barber College, Topeka, Kansas, man, on 37th Street. But yeah, man, like, I was still thinking and analyzing my hand, like, damn, that really caught me, you know. And then I got off the phone and I really started thinking, like, yo, like, people will go out their way, put an obstacle in the way purposefully to block what it is they're supposed to be doing. If y'all get that, I do it. From when I left the school, knowing I was supposed to be there, every day I regretted not being there because I knew I was missing knowledge. I was just missing hours, you know, experience, you know, skill techniques, color, you name it in barber school. You know, anybody that's going to barber school right now, you know what I'm talking about. You miss those hours, you missed a lot, basically. And, you know, and as people, man, I'm going to just refer to me because I do it all the time. When I'm supposed to be doing something, I'll place some type of, you know, obstacle in the way so I don't get to what I'm supposed to be doing. Just as barber school, like, I went all out my way to apply for this job, all because I need to pay a little bit of bills. I understand that, you know, I understand the whole job thing, like, you know, job security. But when I'm going to this job that I really don't want to be at, I go to this job, do my 8 hours. Within these 8 hours, I'm thinking about what I'm supposed to be really doing. Who doesn't? Stop me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, we gotta stop doing that. Do what you love, man. It will pay off. But in the process, you can't analyze and you can't analyze the situation and think that it's always about money, because you'll never be satisfied. Because money, if it's all about the money, you'll never be satisfied, because money is not going to stop growing. Money is not going to stop reoccurring. There's going to be new money. It's going to be an ongoing cycle. So, I put all that effort into applying, going to the interview, had to wait for a second interview, go to the second interview, answer ridiculous amount of questions, more questions, before I even get the job. And what my ass could have been doing, going right there, applying all that same energy into all those interviews and to my fucking craft. Do what the fuck you love, man. The shit will pay off. It's B Fannin, aka Brandon Fannin, and I'm out, man. Do what you love, man.